In this bulletin, the federal government accuses the opposition of scaremongering about foot and mouth disease. The United States' new ambassador to Australia, Carolyn Kennedy, arrives to begin in the role. And in sport, Jonas Vingegaard extends his lead at the Tour de France with only three stages to go. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The Federal Agriculture Minister says the opposition has been scaremongering about the risk of foot and mouth disease entering Australia. The Coalition has been saying the government is not taking strong enough action to prevent an outbreak of the disease in Indonesia, breaching Australia's borders. Some Coalition MPs have called for Australia to shut its borders to Indonesia, but this has been rejected as a drastic measure by farming groups. Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says Australia has among the best biosecurity systems in the world.
It's important that as we face this challenge, that we all remain calm and work collaboratively to ensure the strong reputation of our $80 billion agriculture industry around the world. Scaremongering and fanning the flames of genuine concern does nothing to help our $80 billion agriculture industry stay strong and retain its strong international reputation.
The federal government has scrapped changes made by the former government to the Australian Renewable Energy Agency. The agency is now no longer allowed to fund fossil fuel developments such as carbon capture and storage and blue hydrogen. Its mandate has also been narrowed. The new regulations ensure the agency's primary focus remains on funding renewable energy technology, with the aim of increasing renewable energy generation from 30% to more than 80% by 2030. Carolyn Kennedy has landed in Sydney to take up her appointment as the new United States ambassador to Australia. Ms. Kennedy was formerly the US ambassador to Japan and is the daughter of the former US President John F. Kennedy. In her new role, Ms. Kennedy says she'll be focusing on regional security, economic engagement, and climate change in the face of a more assertive China. She says she particularly hopes to be worthy of her family's enormous legacy in public life.
My family legacy is something I'm really proud of and I try to live up to, and I think the fact that it means something to people around the world makes me really proud, and I want to be worthy of it and do what I can to continue the values that my father lived by.
United States President Joe Biden says he's doing well despite testing positive to COVID-19. The 79-year-old is the oldest person to ever serve as the President of the United States, but is also fully vaccinated against coronavirus and twice boosted. White House COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says he spoke with the President and is assured he's in relatively good health.
He sounded great. I asked him, you know, Mr. President, how are you feeling? He said, I'm feeling fine. He said he was feeling fine. He'd been working all morning. You know, because the president is fully vaccinated, double boosted, his risk of serious illness is dramatically lower. He's also getting treated with a very powerful antiviral, and that further reduces his risk of serious illness.
Authorities are warning people not to bring outdoor heaters and barbecues inside to try to stay warm this winter. Six people have been hospitalised in New South Wales this week with suspected carbon monoxide poisoning. A significant proportion of such poisoning occurs when burning apparatuses such as barbecues, charcoal briquettes and coal burners are used inside at night for heat. But the medical director of the New South Wales Poisons Information Centre, Dr. Darren Roberts, says doing this can have fatal consequences.
People are feeling cold and they bring these burning devices inside because they see it as a practical way to warm up, but it's not. It's dangerous. It releases this toxic gas called carbon monoxide, and this can kill people. Carbon monoxide is very dangerous because it's a colourless, odourless, tasteless gas. People don't know that it's there. It accumulates slowly. It's like a silent killer.
Australia has recorded its lowest birth rate in more than 10 years. The latest figures from the Australian Institute for Health and Welfare show the birth rates in 2020 fell to 56 per 1,000 people. That's down from 66 per 1,000 people in 2007. The number of babies born in 2020 fell about 7,100 from the year before, a drop of about 2%. The average age of first-time parents continues to increase, now at just under 31 years of age. In sport, and Jonas Vingegaard has massively extended his lead at the Tour de France. He's won the final mountain stage of the Tour, leaving his main challenger defending champion Tadej Pogacar 3 minutes and 26 seconds behind him overall. Vingegaard is now the overwhelming favourite to win this year's race, but even with the finish in Paris this weekend looming large, he says he's still keeping a very narrow focus.
I was just happy that it finally ended. It was incredible hard, and yeah, of course I'm also really, really happy that that I win the stage, and yeah, now there's still two more days to come before we are in Paris, so we need to keep focus, and yeah, we will take it day by day again.
And that's the latest SBS news.